We're in Siman Kuf Lamed Zayin. We're up to Sif Hey. We'll be doing Hey and Vav. Sif Hey. Im Kora Parshas Parah Upasik Bager Hagor B'Socham. On Parshas Parah, they ended early. The Golol Sefer Torah, and they were Golol the Sefer Torah. Chozer Uposeach Umaskel Merosha Parsha Atit Ma'ad Ha'orev. You have to go back and lane the entire parsha from the beginning till Titmada Orev, Umavarach Lefaneo Lachreha. Now, why is this? Why don't you just lane what you skipped? The answer is that their first kriya was not a kiyum of the Takanas Chazal, so it's as if you didn't lane and you've got to lane completely over again. Now, the reason why this mistake is more common is because Parshas Chukas, the Parshas Pora is Parshas Chukas past Sheni. So that it would make sense that some Balkori would accidentally stop at Cheney, and really you're supposed to go further. So the halacha is you'll have to lane the entire thing over again. The Mishnah Berurah, however, says that, well, first of all, if you did not yet make a bracha achreha, then you continue laning, even though you rolled up the Sefer Torah. What happens if you missed a pasuk in the middle of it? So the Mishnah Berurah says that from Hagera Garba Socham on, no single pasuk is ma'akev. So if you accidentally skip one of the psukim, you would not have to lane over again. And he really says that that goes for any of the kriyas, where if you skipped out a pasuk that's not ma'akev, the halacha is that you would not have to lane over again. Further, Sivvav, Hakora Batora Rishon, Vakora Hasheni Masha Kora Harishon. What happens if someone got an aliyah, and what did he do? The second one laned what the first one laned. Im hosef amashakar rishon gimel psukim, if he at least added three new psukim, o afilu shnayim b'makom d'lo efsher, or if it's not possible because of where it ends, two extra psukim, also sheni olam min aminyan, he counts for one of the shiva kruim or shlosha kruim. V'im lav, but if he did not add psukim, then Eina Ola min aminyan, he is not Ola chutz mi parei achag mishum de lo efshir, with the exception of the parei achag, the kriya for Chol HaMoed Sukkis, where he will relane what somebody lane without an extra three psukim. Now, what it means here is that lechatchila you don't do this. Lechatchila you're not supposed to go back altogether, in fact, unless it's really impossible otherwise, you're never supposed to relane a pasuk that was already laned. The Mechaber holds that to do this and relane, as long as you're adding psukim, is mutter lechatchila. It just ain't all, not only that, to relane exactly what the person before you did is also mutter lechatchila, according to the Mechaber. Mechaber holds you can lane the same thing over again for person after person, but they don't count for the Shlosha Krum or the Shiva Krum, but there's nothing wrong with it. We will later learn that the Ramo holds that relaning what a previous person laned without adding anything to it is absolutely usur. It's not only that you don't count for the Shiva Krum, but it's absolutely usur. The Bir Halacha says that in a case where the Mechaber made it sound like you have to lane three psukim, and where it's impossible, at least two psukim. The Bir Halacha says that really, if you don't have a choice because there's a psuch or a stuma right afterwards, even if the second Ola laned everything the first one did but plus one pasuk, since there is no choice, the Halacha is that he's yotzeh with that, and you would not have to lane over again. To count another one of the Shiva Kruim, meaning he would count as one of the Shiva Kruim.